In this week's special Living with Less Plastic commentary, Mary Liz drops some expert tips for the holiday season that will help you and the family use as little plastic as possible.
I love a good party. We have the laid-back, rowdy, anyone-is-invited kind of parties. We usually have around 30 neighborhood kids, plus nearly as many adults, and people are inside, outside, playing basketball, climbing trees, kicking soccer balls, sitting around the table, having a good, loud time. We celebrate holidays and everyone's birthdays during the year. I'm usually the coordinator, sending out texts to let everyone know where and when and what the next party will be. Then it came to my birthday. I, of course, laid low with the plans, didn't set anything up or send out any messages. My husband and kids took me out to lunch that Saturday, and we came back to our house, full and finished for the day. When we opened the door, I was blown away by the loudest surprise chorus of happy birthday I'd ever heard. All of my friends were packed in my tiny house, surprising me with so much love, many hugs, and lots of great food. Our community of partygoers is beautifully diverse. American, Peruvian, Haitian, Balinese, Japanese, Vietnamese. Beautiful souls with beautiful stories. And we know how to party plastic free. While I was at lunch on my birthday, my friends set up the party on their own, familiar with the routine. They pulled out our big stacks of reusable plates, our motley bunch of reusable cups that we've all collected over time. They found the container of inexpensive stainless utensils, the little fabric napkins cut out from sheets, and they filled the big water dispensers. Having parties with less plastic has become a habit for all of us. We meet at the park with watermelons, the reusable party supplies, and paper-wrapped ice cream sandwiches. Even the smallest kids know not to throw away the plates, the cups, or the forks, and instead to put them in our bag to take back home. It only took a small investment up front to change our ways from disposable plates and plastic utensils. No more plastic tablecloths or solo cups. No more bags of briefly used supplies turned trash. Having our reusable supplies always on hand, we are ready to party anytime. Because of the sustainable changes in our party planning, we have built new habits as a community, and its ripple effects have influenced our circle of friends to recycle more and to waste less. So as we enter the holiday season, think about steps you can take to make your gatherings lower waste so you can enjoy celebrating together while also living with less plastic.
For more on Mary Liz Ingram's environmental initiatives, visit cleanupprojectusa.com.